Readers Entertainment presents Book Lights, where we are shining the light on good books.
Good evening. This is Deborah Parmley, the host of Book Lights, and tonight I'm pleased to have Rebecca Brooks with me live on the show. Rebecca lives in New York City in an apartment filled with books. She received a PhD in English, but decided it was more fun to write books than write about them. She's backpacked alone through India and Brazil, traveled by cargo boat down the Amazon River, climbed Mount Kilimanjaro, explored ice caves in Peru, trekked to the source of the Ganges, and sunbathed in Burma, but she always likes coming home to a cold beer and her hot husband in the Bronx. She likes outdoorsy guys with both muscle and heart, and independent women ready to try something new. Welcome, Rebecca. I'm excited to have you on the show tonight.
Thank you so much. I'm delighted to be here.
Tonight we're chatting about Make Me Stay, Men of Gold Mountain. Is the setting of the story based on a real place? We have a Gold Mountain in Washington State, and there's Gold Mountain Range in Nevada.
So I said Make Me Stay in Gold Mountain, Washington, as both the name of the town and a mountain that I thought I was making up, because I actually didn't realize until you said that, that there was a real mountain called Gold Mountain. But this one I made up, although it's loosely based, very loosely, on the Mount Baker ski area in Washington, because my husband and I had traveled to that area to go hiking one summer at the same time that I'd been plotting a ski novel, which Makes Me Stay is a ski book, and I thought, I wound up loving it so much that I thought I wanted to set my ski book there, and then I wanted to turn it into a whole series, and then came up with the Gold Mountain idea.
Oh, fantastic. So tell us about Make Me Stay.
Well, like I said, it is a ski book. It's a hot and very sexy contemporary romance that's set in the mountains in Washington State. And it's an enemies to lovers story with a hidden identity twist. The heroine, Samantha Kane, is a high-powered CEO of Kane Enterprises. It's a real estate development company that's been in her family for years. And she travels to Gold Mountain to convince this last holdout to sell land that she needs to complete a major deal. But she winds up meeting this guy named Austin, that holdout on the slope, and not surprisingly, nothing goes as planned. She's expecting Austin to be kind of reclusive, this guy holed up in the mountains, but he's actually a former Olympic ski racer, and he now coaches a high school girls racing team and is gorgeous. And when Sam first meets him, this like very dynamic, kind, funny, sexy, rugged ski coach, she makes a split-second decision not to tell him who she really is or why she's at Gold Mountain. At first, to get close to him, just helps secure her business deal, and then the two of them wind up getting much closer than anticipated. And as the story develops, of course, it starts off with Sam keeping this secret, but it's really about how they both have to confront secrets that they've kept from each other and kind of figure out who they really are and who they're both about and what they both want out of life, set in this beautiful setting with a lot of skiing and hiking and outdoorsy shenanigans that they both get really into.
Oh, I love that. Outdoorsy shenanigans sounds fantastic.
Yes. There's a lot
and
of that. I like to write that.
And Make Me Stay has an Olympic skier for the hero, which is fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
I spent 6 years living in the Pocono Mountains myself, so I know a little bit about ski country and downhill skiing, but not so much about Olympic-level skiing. Of course, the mountains there aren't quite as big. Do you ski? And what kind of research went into writing Make Me Stay?
I do ski. I ski both downhill and cross country, although I'm most into downhill. But really any kind of like outdoors, snowshoeing, hiking, I'm all about that. And that was what got me really excited about writing a ski novel. I grew up in Massachusetts. I've never been skiing in the Poconos, but I definitely know about that like East Coast icy skiing on small mountains. So
yeah.
It was fun. I've never been skiing in Washington, but it was fun to sort of imagine how much nicer that would be. I raced for a couple of seasons when I was in high school. But I quit the team after an injury. But I didn't have a lot of experience racing, but I did have some, and I sort of felt like I had a sense of how it felt to be on a ski team and practice, and that I was thinking about that when I was writing Austin's character and his role as a high school coach, and he has a lot of interactions with the students on his team who played a role. I wound up turning to Google for information on how all of that works on the Olympic level, like how you make it to the U.S. team, both for Austin's history, because he was supposed to be in the Salt Lake City Olympics and then things happen that you'll have to read the book to find out about, and also because he is coaching the school girls team of Olympic hopefuls. But I came up with his character because there was someone, I was once skiing with my dad in New Hampshire, and we saw this amazing skier coming down the slopes, making these huge, beautiful turns, and we realized that a group of girls were following him, practicing. And I didn't know then, I don't even think I was started writing romance yet, so I didn't know that that was going to be something that I was going to put in a book. But then when I had this idea about writing a ski novel, taking something that I love and making a book out of it, it immediately came to mind as the perfect sort of opening scene and meet cute moment between this coach and somebody watching him.
So that moment that you saw them stayed with you, and then it reemerged in a new form in this book. That is awesome.
Exactly. I think you never know what's going to pop up and say, write about me.
Right. So what other books are planned for the Men of Gold Mountain series, and what are you working on right now?
It's a four-book series, one for each season. Each book stands alone, and it has a happily ever after. I should say that because I don't like cliffhangers. And so they each, you can read them on their own, and they each follow a different character from, there's a friend group that we meet in Make Me Stay, and then we stay with that group of friends throughout the rest of the series. So Make Me Stay is the winter book. And then the next book, Make Me Beg, is set in the spring as the snow is melting and wildflowers are coming up. And that one follows a bartender and her sort of best friend, her friend slash nemesis, Connor, as they open a business together. So we meet those characters in Make Me Stay, and then we get their story in Make Me Beg. Make Me Beg will be out in the spring, so I'm working on that. And then the rest of the books in the series, which are Make Me Want and Make Me Yours, which are the summer and the fall books, will be coming out later in 2017. So it's fun to be really immersed in this world as I'm writing these books and working on them now.
Awesome. All right, now I want to make sure that readers know where to find you on the web so they can keep up with all the books you have coming out. Can you give us your website?
Yes, it's Rebecca Brooks Romance. .com. And on there is all the information about my books, where to find me, all the places I hang out online, Twitter and Facebook. And I should say that I love hearing from readers, so definitely don't be shy and find me there. And I also have a free novelette, sort of between a short story and a novella, that I send to newsletter subscribers, and you can sign up for that on my website. I send out a monthly newsletter called From Rebecca's Journal, where I write about whatever travels and adventures I've been up to, since there's always something, and then I give, you know, book news and anything else fun. So those are all the places to find me, but it's all on my website at RebeccaBrooksRomance.com.
Awesome. And what about events coming up in person? Where can readers find you in person?
I live in New York, as you mentioned. So things coming up, I'm doing a reading at Word Up, which is a community bookstore in Harlem with a group of other romance writers on December 8th. And then I'm also reading at Lady Jane, a monthly romance salon that takes place in New York on January 3rd, whatever that Monday is, maybe the 2nd. So I'll be reading from Make Me Stay and signing books at both of those events. And then, again, the best thing is to find me online so that I can say where I'll be and when. And I guess if listeners are planning ahead, I'll also be signing books at the RT convention in Atlanta in May. But even if you can't make those events, I'm online on Twitter and Facebook and all of those fun places.
Awesome. I think I might be at RT in May. I'm still trying to work that out, so I might see you there.
Oh, fun. Well, I hope so, and then we'll have to meet in person. That'd be
great.
We'll
have to meet in person. That would be awesome.
Yeah.
We've got a few minutes left here, and I want to just get one more thing in. I'll admit I worked as a travel consultant, and I've set foot in 13 countries. So when I read your bio,
oh, cool.
I was really excited. I saw you were in adventure travel. I thought, oh, fantastic. And I wish we had more time to go into this subject, but with what just a few minutes that we have left, tell us briefly about one of your most memorable trips.
Well, if we meet at RT, we will have to talk about what you do as a travel consultant, because that sounds very cool. I could definitely talk about travel as much as I could talk about books, which means we could be here all night. It's hard to pick just one trip. I think what comes to mind when you ask that question was a three-week trip that my husband and I took to Switzerland for our honeymoon, which was amazing because it was Switzerland and our honeymoon, and we got to stay at a friend's chalet in the mountains, which is amazing. So if someone just offers you the use of their family's chalet in Switzerland, like, you just say yes.
Yes, exactly.
But I think in my bio, like you read, I lived abroad in India and in Brazil when I was younger, and I've done a lot of sort of shorter traveling since then. I think those two experiences really stuck with me and have stayed with me, and I think shaped me into a lot of who I am and made me interested in writing about travel and about, in particular, about women who step outside of their comfort zones and they want to try something new in every facet of their lives. So in their relationships, and I'm writing romance and the relationship is central, but I'm also interested in these characters who it's bigger than just the romantic relationship for both the hero and the heroine. They're both kind of trying to do something different. And I think that those trips that I took to India on a year off between high school and college and then to Brazil as a study abroad program and then after really made me interested in kind of that role travel can play in changing our lives.
Oh, yes, definitely. It definitely changes your life. Every country you step foot in, it's a little, it's another piece of this huge kaleidoscope that is your life, and it's just beautiful each time. So I can't wait to meet you in person and find some more stories.
Likewise, that's going to be fun. And I spent my previous book is set in Brazil. It's called How to Fall. And then with the Men of Gold Mountain series, I got excited about you don't need to go on a big adventure to Brazil. There's Samantha in Make Me Stay lives in Seattle, but then she travels 2-3 hours north to the mountains and the Cascades and discovers this whole different world. And I also like that sort of how can we look for new things closer to home too, but kind of keep that same spirit of adventure.
Excellent. Rebecca, thank you so much for joining me here tonight on Book Lights. It's been fun chatting with you.
Thank you so much for having me. This was a blast, and I hope you'll be at RT.
I hope to see you there. We'll have to do this again on the radio too.
Yes.
All right. I want to thank everyone for listening tonight. Book Lights will be on holiday next Tuesday night, as it's election night here in the U.S., and I encourage you all to go out and vote. But Book Lights will return again on November 15th when my guest is Andrew Peterson. And so I hope to see you not next week, but 1 week after. And thank you for joining us tonight.
Thank you for joining us on Book Lights. Be sure to connect with us at readersentertainment.com for articles, blogs, videos, and podcasts that matter to readers.